The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, before we start today's show, we got to tell you about one of our incredible sponsors, which is Promescent and their incredible Promescent Delay Spray. It's been used by over 1 million men, and it is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down, so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. The average woman takes almost 20 minutes to climax, and the average man takes just about 5 minutes to climax. What do you do with all that in between time?
Twiddle your thumbs also is an option.
Twiddle your thumbs? Read an audiobook. Who knows what you're going to do? I say close that gap. Close that sexual gap and use the Promescent Delay Spray. You will pleasure your partner that much better. Better sex for both of you guys means a better, longer-lasting relationship. They have other products as well. So just go onto their website, which is promescent.com. There's no prescriptions, no mess, no pesky subscriptions required. Just better sex guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. Once again, that is promescent.com, P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T.com. There's no promo code needed, and they're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Okay, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Let's go indeed. Thanks, a little sir. Bright on that TV, everybody. What's going on? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast. We are live from the Stan Comedy Club in Union Square, New York. I'm your host, Big J. Okerson. The Skanks are all here tonight. We got Davey Smith.
What's up, everybody? How are we feeling? The last few free weeks of New York City.
Can you believe it? We're living right through it. History. The Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the defending and reigning Ellis Mania champion, of course. It's Luis J. Gomez.
My last couple weeks of drinking.
It's really funny is that you started with my last cup, and I thought you were saying this is your last cup of whiskey, and then you proceeded with couple weeks of drinking, which seems like not as big of an announcement.
It's a big deal, dude. Last couple weeks of drinking, we're going to get fucking wild. Me and Colin are getting wild tonight.
Are we?
Like Irishmen.
Hell yeah.
Dude, hell yeah. I'm on my last couple decades of drinking right here. So
couple of weeks is like an unofficial. That's like a year or two, right?
Yeah.
Couple of weeks.
Well, I was in the new year. I took like 3 months off.
Hell yeah! So well, now. Also I want to mention to our guest. You know that salty voice, everyone. It's the hilarious Colm Terrell joining us.
What's
again.
What's up? How's it going? Yes.
Colm.
Nice.
Column. It's a column song. I think Budweiser, but we're just not good at it.
Couple of frogs.
Column is just trying to orchestrate us, but we all have terrible timing, so it just wasn't working.
Column fag. He's a fag.
Column a faggot.
Column, go back to your country.
It's been a wild weekend.
What was so wild? What was your weekend?
I did a lot of shows. I was traveling a lot this weekend. And Dave, I want to hear
Dave. You do
Dave's
that every
thing.
Weekend.
No, I know. I want to hear Dave's thing. Dave's
so wild.
The wild weekend. What'd you do? Jay performed at a comedy club.
Like, I did what I do every weekend.
Yeah, I was in Boise, you know.
I tried to take over the world.
Dave got Antifa at his show. That's pretty wild.
You got Antifa?
That was a. Well, I don't know. I got.
So it was a wild weekend.
I got protesters.
No, dude.
At the show. They were dressed like Antifa, but. Just from feeling out the vibe, they seemed like the minor leagues. You know what I mean? Like, maybe one of them will go on.
So
to
you're
play
saying
for
you're saying Real and,
Farm League?
Dave, yeah. You're saying Real and Tifa doesn't have the balls to show up at your shows?
I'd like to see him try. No, it seemed like I said this on the podcast we did there, but I felt like if one of them had like a great performance, they might get drafted to go protest Gavin McGinnis next year or something. Ooh, but yeah. they were very amateur.
What happened? Tell me. Is there any pictures of these protesters?
Did they have homemade like battle armor?
Yeah, it was something like that. I think Rob got some pictures. I don't know if he sent them over.
Did Robbie the Fire Bernstein send him over? Please contact Robbie. Oh, please.
It was just...
You got him?
It's just two black guys.
So it was
wow. No room
this
for fascists. Oh, this is so awesome.
It was pretty hilarious.
By the way, for 10 years, we begged for this.
This is you?
Hell yeah, wow.
This was... I'll tell you.
Why do they have a bisexual flag?
Why are you doing a show at 3 in the afternoon?
Well, they got there at, I think, an hour and a half before the show.
No shit.
They were sitting
like,
there.
We're showing up when doors open.
Was anybody able to get like in your like space?
No, I was gonna say I suggested to Rob and he was probably right. Probably the cooler head prevailed on this. But I said I'm gonna go talk to him. Like I'm gonna walk up and just like be like,
oh,
guys,
Dave,
what?
That wouldn't have.
But, but then Rob goes, dude, someone's gonna throw something at you and you're gonna attack that person and then it's gonna be a whole thing. And I was like, you know what? That is exactly how it was going to go down.
Remember when pussy. You weren't going to do shit.
Baby, don't you fucking turn on me.
Bobby, pull back in on that sign
white
again.
White motherfucking pussy.
All right, you're right,
although
baby.
This one person showed you right. Remember you said there was no queer that fascists fear? Well, there's one right there.
I am the
they
queer.
They are the queer that fascists fear.
Oh,
so
I didn't even catch that.
He showed up. Even the guy you said didn't exist showed up.
Wait a minute. I'm the queer that fascists fear?
No,
that's what it is?
No, I am the queer fascist.
Fearless.
Fearless.
It felt... It
was, I am the queer that fascist fear is a great sign.
Solid. Yeah. Undeniably. He's my new opener.
Does that say
that guy is great.
What does he do? Does he fart cum at you?
No. It is
I am the queer that fascist fear. Here, eat some cum.
Yo. Seriously, stop.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
Right in your Republican soup. Plow. Sorry, no, it says I'm the queer. It says I'm the queer fascist fear.
I think it says I'm the queer fascist fearless.
That doesn't even make any sense.
I know, because he's a retarded.
No, it says, I'm the queer fascist fear.
Then what's that less at the end?
Yeah, why
it's
does it say
less
fearless?
It's not a less picture. It's like the same thing on the other side. It's like
yeah. No, Jay's right. No, this guy's brilliant.
Oh, he's
what do you just
want
to go against me today?
Are they Legion of Skanks logos upside down? Oh, dude, fuck them, dude.
It's unbelievable, by the way, how the whole dressing style and signs are only 1 inch away from just being Legion of Skanks fans.
A little hipster.
Like, look at them.
It's like if a hipster fucked the Legion of Skanks.
We're the same.
If a hipster fucked the Legion of Skanks.
What does that say? Nazis? First of all, they need thicker fucking markers.
Yeah, really? These signs suck.
All right, it was their first protest.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, you guys are fucking gay. Make
like,
better fucking signs.
Chad, I'm sorry. I only have a pencil. Well, I'll have to make do. Nazi sympathizers.
He's like, I only have one of those clicky pencils with the thinnest of thin.
He goes, hang on. You see him trying to thread the graphite? Hang on, goddammit. It's so tedious.
The CEO of Sharpie said something homophobic in 1982. I'm sorry.
We refuse to use thick markers.
It says...
represent the patriarchy.
It's good. Yeah. This is awkward. That was actually our last protest, was the Sharpie supplier.
Yeah, so, Philip Sharpie. Philip Sharpie Schwartz.
Can you go back to the signs? I want to read more of these signs. This is so much fun.
I don't know what that says.
No room
that
for one fascism.
No room for fascism at my pay point.
Jesus.
All right. No room for fascism.
At my paintballing event.
There's a Darth Vader.
Yeah, really.
Why is he dressed like that? What was that movie? In the desert?
They dress like bad people in space
Star
movies
Wars?
And shit.
No, what was the movie in the desert where they're all
what? Mad Max.
Yeah, they're all dressed like Mad Max.
They are. They
but they don't have vehicles. They have Chevys.
Yeah. You can't really dune buggy that thing.
Yeah, dude, you can't.
What if he's driving like a Chevy Cruze with one guy like swinging around the car playing fucking guitar?
We're coming, Dave Smith. What?
That sign? That sign says Nazi sympathizer Dave Smith not welcome.
Oh.
Aww.
Wow.
How about not Nazi sympathizers?
This guy, he was welcome. This guy got fired from his picking up at the airport limousine job.
The back of that says Anderson.
Nazi sympathizer Dave Smith. He was like, you know what? If you're gonna fire me, I'm gonna put not welcome on the end of this.
It does look, because of the size of it, that Dave Smith was written way early. And then he was like, oh, let me figure
it
out.
No, here's what it says. Nazi sympathizer, not welcome, was what was written. And then he was like, we got to get a little more specific. I just found out the guy's name after I got here.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's literally what happened.
Most of Dave's fans went up to him and was like, me? And they're like, no.
Yeah. How about that junkie Walmart mom?
But it's also, what are they protesting? It's like the people that are going to see Dave are obviously also Nazi sympathizers.
Not only sympathizers, with a Nazi supporters. Sympathizer.
Yeah, stop writing signs and throw a grenade in the fucking door, man. Handle the problem. They're all in there.
I did say that at a certain point.
But take action, your fucking gay ass signs no one can read. What are you writing with a quill?
Dude, no joke though. This is what I was talking about on that podcast that we did, where I was like, if you really think this is a Nazi event, shouldn't you do more than have 15 people hold signs? And then they left. They stayed for like an hour and then left. And you're like, wouldn't you like fucking rush the building?
They didn't
or
even
something?
Stay to
like,
the end of the show.
No, I'm
they
pretty
gave
sure
you
they
one,
were
they
gone.
Gave you 1 hour to change your views, and then, well, that's all.
What if you did change their views? What if they, like, listen, like, you know what? This guy's
you ran outside the show, he goes, guys, you're right about it, guys. Ah, shucks. Abandoned by them. No, I hate them.
You know what? I'm wrong. The first night, they only stayed an hour. The second night, I think they stayed a bit more, maybe a few hours.
Saturday. Right.
Multiple nights.
There's stuff going on.
They spent their Friday and Saturday night doing that.
Well, what were they going to do? Not get laid somewhere else?
Yeah.
I hope there was an after party. Like, I hope at the end of this,
I'm almost surprised. Like, your fans, nobody got into any weirdness? Like, that's my
concern. Well, I'll tell you, they were, and this was an interesting, like, dynamic of it, they were very calm. Like, they were shouting, but they were, I don't know if you could tell from there. You know the club, Jay, right? So that's across the street. Like, they weren't, like, really harassing people. They were talking from their bullhorn. Yeah, there's a lot of room there and shit. So they kind of kept their distance. They weren't, like, aggressive. But I think it was just the dynamic where, like, there were, like, 15 of them, and there's, like, 150 people in the show. So, like, if they were going to, it would have gone very badly for them. Whereas if there were 1,000 of them and 100 of us, they might have been dangerous. More empowered to.
I think people are retarded in those situations that they feel empowered. You know, so damn. I'm glad nothing happened.
Yeah, I'm surprised honestly, not one of them wanted to just make the newspaper. And
well, I did
do
say.
Like
well, let me just I, say this. I did instruct. I mean, I couldn't control what happened at the beginning, but I did say afterward to like the fans there. I go, guys, just like fucking laugh at them and kill them with kindness. Don't get into nothing with them.
Dave's like, laugh at them, like, kill them. Cool, got it. Checked out. Checked out after. Said that.
Laugh at them. Kill them with violence.
Kill them with violence. Kill them with violence. What did he say? He said kill them with violence.
Just kill them with
kill
violence.
Kill them with violence. Pass it on. Kill them with violence. Pass it on.
They don't get the honor of a sweet gas chambering. Violence.
Well, that I was actually very concerned about that. I was like, shit, I don't want like one of my guys to like fuck one of them up and go to jail or some shit over that. So I was like, you think about shit like that.
No, I mean, literally, dude, if anybody protests anything that any of us are at,
leave them alone.
Yeah, leave them. Say nothing, because that's right now.
Take videos, though, and laugh.
That's literally what these people are looking for, is somebody to do some shit, and then we're the ones. It doesn't matter. It becomes we're the violent assholes. Yeah, like that guy who came up and grabbed the microphone from Danny Tamborelli, Little Pete. The story of this is that I'm the violent asshole,
which you are, but not for that.
No, that's not the reason.
10 others.
Yeah, because I just started calling him a faggot and threatening to fight him. Now
that's your go-to.
Actually, you called him Lewis.
Is that, but then is that
they put out the video like, oh look, we caught this guy calling him a faggot. I was like, no, we put out the video.
Don't.
It's my evidence,
Lewis. They also don't have you calling him that.
Don't
you
remove.
You called, which is one of my favorite things in the video. He goes, what are you doing, you jerk? You called him
a
jerk.
No, but that's when I was
a whole
on.
Lot of.
No, then I got up and then I was like, all right, my
whole lot of F-bombs flew.
My producers that I pay are gonna obviously cut the feed. And I was like, I'll kill you, faggot. I'll fucking kill you, faggot, bitch. Faggot, faggot.
Lewis.
I'll kill you because you're a faggot.
Lewis.
I hate gays. Gay people are less than.
If they cut the feed every time you did that,
we would never show.
You would. This feed would break down even more than usual.
Did you hear that in the background? But I don't think so.
You did.
Oh, yeah, no, clear as day.
But the jerk part was so funny because it was so on the microphone.
You jerk.
He goes, you know, don't take the microphone from my guest, you jerk.
So, wait, what are some other signs? Is there any more signs there? Is that
I think you pretty much saw the group. There's one part that Rob had of audio of this chick on a bullhorn, and she said, I swear to God, she said
something
like...
Let me just say it before you even say it. Women on bullhorns are hilarious.
Oh, they have...
You ever hear them? Their dumb chick voices coming through a bullhorn.
We're here to change things. Everybody's done with the thing. Everything's done with the patriarchy.
My
body's going down.
My body's my choice. My body's my choice.
Yeah, okay, baby.
It's a Charlie Brown mom voice. If you ever hear a woman talk to
take back the night. I just say, what do you do? Tiger lady retractable claws.
It's adorable. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, no, I was almost on her side. But she said, and I don't remember it word for word. Rob played me the video, but she said something very close to, the power of racist comedy is, look, it's even drawing
the
black people
in. The power of racist comedy compels you.
But she points over and she goes, the power of racist comedy, look, it's even drawing black people in, as black people were coming into the show. And you're like, first off, even if you're right, don't I sound pretty awesome? Like, if I have such powerful racism that even black people are like, I want to be a part of this.
Oh, my God, what a benevolent racist you are.
I mean, but yeah. It was
I hate black people. Everybody's welcome here, though. Get in here, you.
It's a very weird feeling. I've never been protested before. It felt very much like, it just doesn't feel right for my level of success to have already reached protest. I should have at least to get 10 years bigger before anyone... Like, this was my first time headlining that club, and I'm already drawing protests. I should know the staff already.
Can I play devil's advocate for 1 second?
Because I'm huge.
It's only 15 people, but you just said there was only 150 people in the crowd. So technically, it's 10%. That would be like if Kanye sold out the Garden and fucking like 16 fucking 100 people showed up to protest. That'd be a big deal. It's a massive amount of people.
Yeah, no, I get your point. That had nothing to do with my point.
I'm saying you ain't shit.
He's telling you, you're no Kanye.
That's what I was saying, and then you went out of your way to just insult me more and act like you were disagreeing with me.
I wanted to let you know that I agree with you. You ain't shit.
Kanye dropped an album right on your fucking news. How about that?
Yeah, he really took the heat.
That was, but that's pretty fucking wild. That
it was very strange. Also, that we're here every single week.
Yeah,
this would probably be the thing to protest.
Yeah,
but
you're a presidential candidate. Yeah, no, protest you, dude. We're telling jokes. You're trying to take over the world
to leave people alone.
Yeah, guys, go with Dave. He's trying to make real difference.
Yeah, dude, we're just telling dick jokes over here. This guy's trying to get into your fucking household and talk to your children
about liberty.
He's trying to change
about the gold standard.
Imagine some white guy was trying to talk to your children about liberty. But get away, Nazi. That sounds very Nazi. Yeah.
I'd rather you fuck my kid than talk about taxes with her.
Daddy, some strange guy at the bar told me that seatbelts are against our freedom.
Get away from
that
man.
Talk to him.
Dude, seatbelts being against our freedom is the most hilarious summation of libertarianism.
Yes. You go, fuck
this. I'm fine with it.
Makes me itchy, you know?
It's like, you know what? If you want to wear a seatbelt, you wear a seatbelt. But don't let the government tell me to wear a seatbelt.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound pretty reasonable, though?
I don't know.
All right.
It does. Yeah. To be honest with you, the whole with the seatbelt thing, I don't get it. I don't wear seatbelts in protests regularly.
That's dumb.
And I deal with the bing.
What a stupid protest.
That's insane.
Hey, the whole time.
Don't worry, baby. It's only a 6.5 hour drive. No. We'll be fine.
Otherwise, they win. Don't do it. No.
I shit you not, dude, all the time. I'm like, bing. I'm only going a block. I don't need to wear a fucking seatbelt. Bing.
Bing. Bing, 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 bing. Insane. No.
Yeah, so I guess this is a fucking new thing. I will say, just while we're on the topic, that like I really do appreciate they were fucking the whole like the staff and the owners and the
Mark's
managers.
Awesome, man.
Mark is the fucking man. He completely had my back. He was like, these people are fucking insane. And that was real cool. So go support comedy at the Carlson if you're in that area.
Oh, yeah.
They're fucking awesome.
Club owner is a comedy fan, which is great.
He's awesome, and it's a beautiful club and everything. So I appreciate that because you do feel like a weird. Like I had a good weekend there, but it's not like I'm such a fucking huge draw that like if something's a pain in the ass, you know, you're like, oh shit, they could probably book someone else who's not a pain in the ass.
Right.
And so I appreciated them being like real cool.
Well, I mean, they took shit ever since they hosted that Black Lives Matter flag burning. So.
Yeah.
That was to be weird. Fair, they told Shane Gillis he could do whatever he wanted with the weekend.
True.
And that's what he chose. So
that was just a tailgate.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah, I mean, look, if they protest Skankfest, here's what I feel like. If they protest Skankfest...
Rumble.
No. Yes.
Yes.
That's a better idea than my idea. I was going to offer them peace and be like, come and be with us.
Choose your weapons.
Come and be with us, Antifa. Be our friends. They start hitting me with bike lots.
Well, I appreciate...
Be our friends, Antifa.
Let's just drink and hang out.
I appreciate them doing that more than just like buying tickets and coming like disrupting the show and shit like that. So that was
Dave. Shut the fuck up! Don't tell them what would bother you.
Hey, you know what? Edit that part out.
Yeah.
Did they disrupt the show?
Hey guys, take off your unnecessary gas masks on the streets of Rochester and come watch the show.
Did you just send your fans over and go give them COVID? Go give them COVID.
It's like why are they in paintball gear? Like,
are you guys in the metal militia dirt bike crew?
Nobody's attacking you.
Why have you got shin guards on? It's so weird. You're dressed like a cricket player.
They're ready for a fight, but that's intimidating as fuck. So if you're a person, you're like, dude, like I'm here for a comedy show. You're wearing battle gear.
Yeah, there's
like,
five ninjas across the street.
Are we battling?
Well, here's so
waiting to shoot me with fucking beanbags or some shit,
dude. So I'd say about. If I had to guess it, about 80% of the crowds the weekends were like, my people, our fans and stuff. But like 20% were just people who were just coming to a comedy show, and that happened to be the one this weekend. That's and I funny. Wonder what a weird thing that would be for just be like, I got tickets to a comedy show, and the fact that they still came.
I would be like there's, I would there's be like, people there, awesome. Like, I think it's intriguing. You gotta go, well, I gotta see what the fucking hubbub's
but
about.
But is it kind of funny thing to just be some dude with like your chick or whatever walking into a club, and they're like, this is a Nazi show, and you're like, I already paid for the tickets.
He goes, but we got to sit around.
I'm
going to
go see what his jokes are like.
I'm just trying to kill a little time before I take her home and break her off a little bit, you know?
But they must have left, and that it was a great, like, the shows were great, and they must have left being like, I mean, this is insane. Like, if you thought this was a Nazi thing, you really didn't get a hint of it when you came into the show. Like, you'd be like, they're masking it pretty well. They seem to just be trying to make people laugh.
Well, that's the thing. So, well, I think most people see all of this shit, all the hubbub, including on both sides, the Proud Boy shit, the Antifa shit. And I think most people go, oh, they're a bunch of fucking retarded people.
Yeah, like,
I don't want to be a part
of any
of that.
Most people are just so over it. I think people are tired of it, too. No. Like, it's just like, guys, come on, man. Everything can't be Nazi.
Yeah, also,
like,
there are Nazis out there. Let's go get them.
Yeah, do they fucking?
They are. I'll help.
I said. By the way,
there are Nazis out there. They're coming on my podcast. Oh, yeah.
I've said it a thousand.
Every Monday.
Let's go get them.
There are Nazis in here.
Yeah. I've said the thing before. I'm like, I wonder if actual white supremacist like podcast. There has to. They have to exist. If they get this kind of scrutiny, it seems like non-Nazi. Hang on, Dave. Something's just killing me. I got to handle it. There it is.
Eyebrow hair?
One of your
dreads.
Jay, something's just killing me. No. I just got to rip all his dyed hair out of here.
I thought that was his Jew horn.
No.
Yeah, that's it. And now I don't get into Jew heaven.
Yeah. What if Jay ripped it off? One hair was connected to the part of his brain that made him care about politics. Yeah. Did you turn him off?
Oh, no. Oh, this is all gay.
Biden's doing fine.
Dude just wants to fuck.
Who cares about what happens in Afghanistan?
Constitution, whatever, dude. Fuck that. No way.
Do you not care about what's going on in Afghanistan? Do you think you should just leave still?
Are you really?
That's what
we want to do now?
Yeah,
I think we left. I think we've officially withdrawn.
We're out as
we're
of
done.
Today.
Yeah,
we're
that's done. How dumb Jay is. He's like, do you think we should leave? It's like,
let's go. Well, at this point, we'd have to go back. So, yeah. I don't think we should invade again.
Yeah, why are you getting him ramped up? What are you doing?
You know how hard it is for me to not give you my genuine answer?
Like, if there was a Dave Smith doll with, like, fucking... Like,
Dave, do you love war? You've never mentioned this before.
I don't love war.
I'm just thinking, dude. Tax man comes around. What should I say to him?
Like, if there was a Dave Smith doll, we would never pull the string on the back of it. We're like, let's cut that string.
There used to be freedom in my boots.
Someone goes, you know that one talks. You go, he does. He's got to pull the string. Wow.
String.
Taxation is theft.
Taxation is theft.
There's something kind of neat about it still, though. There's like that kind of attention.
It was cool and bizarre.
Bizarre, yeah.
And just like kind of...
Well, because you know yourself. Here's the thing. All these things like that. When you know yourself, you're like... You are severely over... It's funny. I did a... I was in the green room in Denver, and like a pretty girl like just posted a selfie of herself, and it said like, heading to Big Jay Oakerson show.
I
just wrote... It says that button is just like, send this to your story. And I was like, yeah, go, who says I don't have hot chick fans? Dude, the reaction is like, bro, thirst trapping, whatever. He's like, I hope you close the deal. You're telling me, I don't even know who it is or anything. Like, they make such a thing about it.
When I saw that, I judged you so deep and hard.
You shouldn't. I'd put no thought into social media.
Loser.
Yeah.
You're fucking simping for some fucking dumb whore. Dude.
Whoa. That's Jay's new girlfriend you're talking about.
Easy, bro. We're seeing each other now. No, but it's amazing how, like, when people read things, they just, like, they choose a tone for those words. And how much tone matters in words. Like,
I don't think it was the tone. I think you were simping for some fucking hot chick.
What's simping?
Exactly.
I know what the term means, but what's simping boomer. About it? No, I know what the word means. How is that?
Because some hot chick, I mean, look, it's fine. You can simp for some bitch. I simp for bitches all the time, doggy, but you got to own it.
But what's simping?
Like building.
Hey, what did
like,
I do?
So you, some hot chick was like going to see the Big Jay Oakerson show, and you reposted her photo to your story, and you were like, see, who says we don't have hot fans? So you're like calling her fans, and you're giving her attention. It's simping. It's textbook simping.
Okay.
You're simping, doggy.
No, I'm just an adult, I think. That's my fault, bro. Sorry. I don't know your wacky terms. Is what I'm doing not lit?
It's not.
How not lit is it what I'm doing?
It's not lit.
Damn, dude. Damn. Yeah.
Well, that's why people got upset with you.
They're not upset with me. They're just upset, and it's bizarre.
Jay, they're upset. Try being more lit.
Yeah, I'll be more lit, dude. Yeah. I'll be less simp. I'll be more complicated.
Your simping is up here right now.
Yeah.
You just got to bring it right down to Lewis's level.
Fuck yeah.
Which is like behind everyone's back.
I simp more. I simp more.
Yeah, but he just...
But I own it.
He hides it from the world and his girlfriend.
What's the goal of simping?
To get pussy.
But there was nothing to get pussy in that.
There was nothing to get pussy with a hot chick going to your show that's a fan of yours?
I assume if a hot chick on my show...
I'm trying to get pussy. I'm just saying the perception of it would be that you were trying to get pussy. My
assumption would be she's come, which some people made jokes of, which they were probably right.
Get your fucking finger out of my face.
Shut the fuck up. I will palm your fucking face. How much you wag your stupid fucking hands around. Pick on Dave, dude. What are you coming at me for?
You're coming at me? I got to fight Antifa over here. You guys
fight amongst yourselves. You brought up your simpy-ass fucking post. I didn't want to bring it up. I thought it was sad, and I left it alone.
Man, I wish I was here 4 years ago when you liked each other.
But wouldn't it sad?
It was good.
Those are the days, huh? Now you got shitheads like me watching this shit.
My assumption
this show was on a roll back then.
any pretty girls at my shows, my assumption is they're coming with a boyfriend. That's what I thought. That's what I assume of anything.
Yeah, but dude, you're about to crowd work the shit out of that and fucking... Dude. He'd be gone at the bathroom.
He
has to piss at some point.
If I was on a plan to do that, to then separate her from her husband or her boyfriend and try to have a moment with her, that seems very complicated, not very simp.
I think that's simping 101.
That seems like a fucking plan and a half.
I see what you did there.
It's... All right.
All right. All right, Jay isn't a simp.
Jay's not a simp.
Jay, you're not a simp. You're totally lit.
Thank you, bro.
Dead ass.
Am I off the heezy? that stuff's good.
Jesus.
My guess would be intention has a lot to do with that.
Simping? Oh, I thought we were out of this conversation.
I'm trying to move on, but it really bothered him that I called him a simp, and I'm sorry, Jay. Can I apologize now?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to call you a simp.
But had she DM'd you?
I'll think about forgiving you one day.
Had she DM'd you with a little sort of a, oh my God, I'm such a fan.
Do you really think I'm hot? That's crazy.
Hey, here's my hotel room.
What's also hilarious?
You would have been all in that. You would have been all up in those guts, dude.
You would be like, no, I don't give a shit at all, obviously. I'm not a simp.
Dude, I was just talking about...
I just like having a hot chick fan. I like pointing that out to, obviously, the world. You know, it's not even a big deal.
I'm so sorry you misread this.
Social media.
But I was just trying to let my fans know. Let the people know that they're out.
Oh, no, I didn't write anything back, but it was funny. And then some people were like encouraging, like, did you fuck that chick? Like, what? And some people were like, she looks like a man. Like, sure. It's just like, it's so many thousand different things coming from different areas. That's like, I don't know. It was like such like a...
She was
drinking water in a green room, playing solitaire and going on an Instagram thing. That it's like, it's funny how much that just like... Something you just do and like walk away from, and you come back and like a thousand one thoughts about it.
Jay, there's a lot better games than solitaire at this point.
Yeah.
I'm a simple man, dude. Candy Crush and solitaire.
You're a simple man.
But you're an influencer now. So this is what happens. And she did look like a man.
Did she?
I would have fucked her, but I wouldn't like, man, I fucked that hot man looking woman. What a manlish. What a hot man looking woman? Yeah, she was mannish.
Like a man?
She was mannish, for sure.
You're not the first person to say that.
Yeah, because my eyes are working. And you're just retweeting stuff while playing a card game on your own for some reason.
A card game that hasn't been on a phone in 12 years.
They used to play in prison in the 50s.
They're playing Snake on my phone.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, I was waiting to go on stage in front of my sold-out shows in Denver.
Better retweet this tranny. Let everyone know what's up. Big J's in the house.
In the motherfucking heezy.
Oh, shit.
Now I want to look at the picture and see if she looks like a man.
No, don't bring her up on
the show. Yeah, don't bring her up on the show.
I said, now I want to look at the picture and see if she looks like a man.
Yeah, if we bring her up on the show, that's like, now the simping's out of control.
Yeah. Jay's just trying to shoehorn it in.
And by the way, guys, give her a fucking, just hop on there and follow her, man. Smash that follow button when you see her. Let's get to go some followers. She's too hot to be sitting with that many followers.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is YoCreative.com. They are so amazing. They're supporting everything we do. The marquee sponsors for Skankfest this year. They're the marquee sponsors for Team Rattlesnake, my entire fight camp. And they support this show. If you guys are over 21
years
old...
They're the sponsor of my Chatterbait page.
Are they?
I didn't tell you guys. They've been sponsoring my Chatterbait page.
If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, go to YoCreative.com. They are home of the $60 kilo.
Yeah, and we love buying things in kilos.
Hell yeah, dude.
Anything. I ask for a kilo of soap at the store.
Yeah.
They don't know what I mean.
I only transport it in the trunk of my 87 Buick.
You're a fucking mule. You're a Kratom mule?
Yeah, dude.
That's fucking sick,
entire
dude.
Kilos up my ass.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty sick. Anyway, guys, go to YoKratom.com, grab a kilo of Kratom, and
Before they build a federal case against Lewis and his Kratom kilos.
Be the coolest kid in your block at YoKratom.com.
It's a RICO case, Dave.
All right, where were we? We talked about this story a while ago. There was a kid who was suing his parents because they threw out his porn collection.
Oh, yeah.
We did?
Yeah, didn't we talk about this a while ago? I feel like we did.
I don't think I know this one.
I don't remember, but did
he buy it? I thought
you were
going to say the guy who wouldn't leave his parents' house.
No, he was living in their basement.
Did he buy it with his own money?
Yeah.
How old is he?
I don't know. Give us some background. He was a man. He was like an adult man living in his parents' house.
A man boy?
Yeah.
I mean, it's how much money's worth of porn could they have thrown at?
$30,000.
He moved into his parents' house after a divorce.
Bobby knows him personally. They used to hang out at conventions and trade used robots and stuff that he got for free.
My friend, Tobby Butch.
Don't say that about Boxer.
So, hold on. So he moved into his parents' house after a divorce?
Yeah, and his he left.
And his wife let him keep half of the porn.
Well, he had a few boxes of porn and a couple boxes of sex toys that they that he left in the garage when he moved out of his parents' house, and then they got rid of it.
You do this to me now, right when I'm getting back on my feet, and I need those sex dolls?
Do you know if you flip the first letter of Bobby's names, it says Hobby Butch?
A Hobby Butch? What are Butch hobbies?
Oh, Hobby Butches? That's like... That's girls that look like guys that are straight, but once in a while they fuck chicks.
And then they go on Instagram going, yeah, I'm going to see Big J tonight.
Hobby Butch. Well, this girl certainly wasn't Butch. That girl wasn't Butch.
No.
My hot chick fans aren't Butch. Maybe they're men.
They might have dicks, but they are not Butch. Wait, so he went out? He left his childhood home, got married, divorced, moved back and goes, at least I'm reignited with my porn.
Moves out, gets his life back together, leaves the porn in the basement, does not bring it with him to the new home.
Oh, is that what happened?
That's what Bobby said.
Oh, he left it at home and he was like, watch this for me. And he made his parents fucking just sit there every day. They would go down there and be furious that this porn is taking up their basement.
Mom, there's some boxes in the garage labeled porn and sex doll. Please don't go through them. Yeah.
Can you move to Sibian?
Yeah. Mom, you can't use the washer and dryer anymore. They're full of my porn.
How many sex toys can a man have, too? Right?
I've never had a sex toy.
Yeah. Have you gotten one for free?
The fleshlights and stuff. Yeah, but they're gone. I don't know if I gave them away or threw them out, but I never used one.
No.
And I wanted to. I wanted to try it.
You never fucked it. You never fucked the free. What?
No.
I don't get it.
I did. I did. You know, I came in.
So did it too.
I came in at once and then I threw it away.
Yeah.
I've done homemade flesh toys.
That's weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe for you, Granddad.
Is
but like in my family, no.
Well, I was assuming it was some kind of like a hole in a potato or something for you.
It was a fresh cooked ham.
Yeah. A hole in a potato leading into a nice corned beef.
That's also how I describe Colm's mom.
Oh,
come on, dude.
Come on, dude.
She died.
She died in a Highlander tournament. Her head was cut off by Sean Connery. There can be only one. That's just the rules. He knew that when he grew up with her.
He was trying to make potato wedges.
Okay. Let's all keep going on about my mom. She's a big fan of the show.
What's going on here, dude? One of our cameras
You keep
out?
Picking on my fucking new hot girlfriend from Denver.
No way.
What happened?
Do not mention Jay's hot girlfriend.
Easy on her, dude. She's really cool. She's in college right now. She's trying to get some shit together.
Hey, let's get off that chick because I just got off yours. What?
What is going on here? Why? I don't know. It sounds like we're writing the new script for Animal House.
So one of the cameras is out. We're working on it.
That's all right. Listen, I'm not a... Look at this cup. It's just a regular cup, right? With a couple of Colm's tips. You could be fucking this thing. So what you do is... you get a couple of sponges.
Yeah.
Right? A couple of sponges from the supermarket, wherever you go.
By the way, we're going to all make the same mistake. We're going to buy the Brillo pad sided sponges and put them on the inside.
Those are called Brillo pads. Don't buy those.
Yeah, yeah. You want to get the ones that have like the green side and then the yellow side.
I don't care if they have a deal on steel wool. Yeah. Do not get that.
If you fuck the green side, it's like you're fucking a black chick.
Yeah, my guess is going to be you fuck that yellow part.
You fuck the yellow part. Yes. Sure. Yes, Jay. Instincts on point. So you shove it in. Then you get yourself a rubber glove. Oh, any rubber glove will do. You shove that in the middle. You wrap it around. Fill it full of lube, put it in the microwave, 4 seconds, any more, will scar. And then you fuck the shit out of that glass. And then you come, and then you destroy the evidence before your girlfriend gets back from her vacation in Vegas.
What do you do with the glass?
Huh?
What do you do with the glass?
You give it to your little brother to
drink. You wash it, put it back where the fucking...
Wow.
You're right, do not touch.
I'll never not use a plastic cup at a person's house ever again. I might be using their fuck cup.
Will you guys send us your at-home homemade pussy ideas to the show and video with
them? Send us your homemade pussies.
No. I don't want to touch their homemade pussies, dude.
Well, make us a prototype. Don't fuck this one.
Here's what I say. Make us a video of you making it, and if you want to make a video of you using it too, that's okay. Okay? And send it to the show, and we'll give an award for the best homemade pussy.
Some girl's like, hey, it's always got to be a pussy, right? It's got
to
be.
If a chick wants to make a homemade, like, but that's so easy.
Yeah, she's like, I made this Louisville Slugger thick side first.
Yeah,
it
I
works.
Feel like, I, no, I feel
Eureka,
like,
it works.
I feel like a homemade pussy is definitely.
Yeah, that's tricky. But the prison guys always describe the different ways they make them.
He's like, you make them out of a bitch-made white guy.
Well, you'd think they'd use paper towel rolls and stuff like that, but the reality is, paper towel roll, while you think it looks thick and can house your dick, it really can't.
Yeah, it can.
Yeah, I don't know.
It can.
That's another.
I've tried to put a toilet paper roll over my dickhead. It does not work out well.
What? Wait, what are you doing?
And I don't have a big
magic
dick.
Trick. What? Like what? What's going on?
I was seeing if I've heard in prison that they say they fucked those holes in that thing, and I was like, could you fit your dick through that hole?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With stuff in it, too. And I was like,
and you couldn't fit your dick in it?
Absolutely not.
Was this a particularly small paper towel roll? That's crazy.
Scott, toilet paper.
I tried to fuck it.
Dude, Jay, stop simping for your dick.
Dude, what? No, it's so great, though.
Jay's simping for a paper towel roll.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, paper towel roll, so couldn't even accept all of me in it.
It's like, wow, you guys should totally follow Brawny on Instagram.
That should have gotten more.
Alex, stop being all fucking hot and leggy in front of the audience and us.
Alex, do me a favor. Can you wear denim somehow that cups your pussy lips? How the fuck does that happen?
Jesus Christ, Alex. I mean, we're trying to do a show here, and Alex's clam is just fucking slamming across
her Christ. Noses. Your zipper's
crazy.
In your pussy. What your zipper's doing would get you fucking fired from a Hollywood production.
Alex, I can literally see individual lips through your shorts.
Yeah.
Her pussy lips wouldn't even fit in the fucking kitchen roll.
It's true.
Monster. Monster flaps.
Monster flaps.
No, Alex is notorious for a giant fucking flaps.
Giant pussy lips?
Is she now? Yeah. I would have guessed her to be a tucked away, but what do I know?
Think yeah.
Very
away?
No, she's very thin, so you know what? I'm guessing it's puffy.
Puffy, yeah, that's what I hear. You go down there and it like clamps your ears shut.
It's like headgear from wrestling. Just
yeah.
Alex, what's your pussy like?
If you go down on Alex, you get fucking.
Is it like I said, or is it like Colm said, where it grabs your face like an alien that jumped out of someone's stomach?
Come on, Alex, tell us about your.
Alex, describe your vagina in detail, please.
And whisper it, kind of.
Yeah.
Could you turn our mics off turn your mic super loud, but whisper it?
Can you be husky? Okay, so my pussy.
Yeah. Can you be this girl named Carol who works at the coffee shop near my house?
So this is Alex speaking.
My pussy is awesome. That's really good.
Give us a. All right, hold on.
You're ruining it.
Hold on. Let's just say.
By the way, no girl ever says anything but that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No one goes, it's actually ugly, but it feels nice.
Let's say we were crime scene, like, draw. What do they call them? Sketch artists. And you had to describe your pussy to a sketch artist because your pussy committed some badass crime.
Let's do this. I have a good idea. Let's all pick one adjective for it, and we'll see who's closer. We'll get, like, warmer and colder through one-word descriptions.
Alex, just say warmer no matter what.
So, go ahead. What's yours? Colm, you can go first.
What's the adjective? I'm drawing a blank. One of you guys go first, and then I'll see.
Well, I'm going to stick with what I said before.
What did you
Puffy.
Say? Puffy?
She's thin, so I think it's out.
I'm gonna also go with the same theme and go with 90s rappers. I'm gonna call it Biggie.
Biggie.
I'm gonna say that her pussy's Biggie.
What do you mean by that?
It's Biggie.
Wow, she got Biggie.
Got a puffy pussy.
Biggie.
Mob Deep.
Okay.
You gonna describe Alex's pussy? You see just rappers from the 90s.
I'm gonna say Tupac. Too packed.
I'm going to say Nas.
Messy is what I'm going to lock in there.
Messy, she's not going
to say. So, Alex, you have to describe your vagina to a...
Alex, can I just jump in here and say you don't have to?
You have to.
All right, you're crying. Fucking Liberty.
No, you will lose your job for a girl who's willing to do things like this.
Alex, your pussy was seen robbing a bank. And
innie or outie?
Me and Lewis happened to see it.
We have.
Let's just say it was robbing a bank. How much cash do you think it could hold?
A puffy amount? A biggie amount?
Oh, dude, what if they put one of those explodey pain things in her pussy?
The fucking dye pack goes
off?
Yeah,
dude. She runs like, sick. I think I got away.
She has blue ink all over her crazy tight shorts.
Now it's a little less blue.
Oh, no. There's paint pouring out of my pussy.
Alex, if you would please.
There's paint dripping
out of my... Alex, please, your vagina description,
There's
please.
Paint dripping out of my
Alex, if you would,
pussy.
If you wouldn't mind.
Your genitalia, please, Alex. Please, Alex.
You know what? We're going to give Alex a moment for it. Alex, your thoughts?
The judges are considering.
You know, we'll be right back after a few words from Alex. Alex, take it away.
Could
you
know,
we're going to throw it over to Alex. Alex in the booth.
And a 3, 2, 1, Alex.
And action.
I mean, I don't know. I don't quite know what to say. It's certainly tight. It's like...
Wow.
I try to keep
it... Can we take a break?
Come on, you're like a sister.
Everyone be cool. Shut the fuck up. Okay, go.
I try to keep it like medium shaved.
Meaty? What'd you say?
Medium shaved. Meaty. Like, I don't like ever have it completely bare.
So a little bit of a fuzz.
You're going by...
Just a little bit. Like, whoa.
White girl standards or...
What does that mean?
Alex, does it have a must? It has a must.
No, never.
Never. It's always clean as a fucking...
Not never, actually. I guess every now and again it would.
Once in a while after you take a cream pie the next day.
Hell yeah.
But most often it's quite nice, actually. Like, it's
quite
fragrant.
Nice.
It's, yeah.
But
it's
whose
got, like,
description?
A nice fragrance.
Who's description?
This is
in one word.
Genuinely making me uncomfortable.
Shut up, Nailed Dave, it. You faggot married
what
bitch.
What the fuck? No wonder you protested, you...
This is not why.
Dude, your daughter would call you gay right now.
This is the queer that fascists fear. It's Dave Smith.
Dave's unborn son just called him a faggot from Lauren's tummy.
Dave's here. He's queer. He's not going anywhere.
All right, good for you, Alex.
Alex, first of all, we don't even want Alex to describe her vagina.
Yeah, she's describing things we didn't even ask about. We said puffy, large, two-packed.
And then Alex just went in there. She goes, well, I guess I'd just suck his dick for a while, and then I'd let him fuck me in the ass. Alex, yeah. None of this was asked.
She's like, I could take it usually down to the base of the shaft, but if I can, I'm really good with my hands.
Dude, sexually harassing our staff rules.
That's
I don't
awesome,
care, man.
I can do it.
Bobby, what kind of pussy do you have, dude?
Bobby, tell us about your butthole.
What's up with your fucking asshole?
I'm sorry, Lewis. We have to give him equal time.
No, is it wrinkly or what? What's your dick do?
This is inappropriate.
It's amazing, guys.
It's awesome.
And we've seen Bobby's cock, too. We've never seen Alex's pussy.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
Alex, do you care about this company a little even?
We've never seen Alex's vagina. We've seen Bobby's cock. So stop acting like we're here being fucking animals, Dave. We're more.
Oh, I didn't act like you guys were being animals. You guys didn't make me uncomfortable. It was Alex describing.
Yeah.
Unnecessarily so. These weren't the things we were asking about. No one said a word about her hair. She goes, just for the record, keep the hair short and tight, but I'll leave a little something there so you know what's up.
Alex.
So you know I'm of age.
Alex, I'm planning my Halloween party for my son this year, and I need people to work the party. Will you work the party this year?
Yeah.
Dude.
What?
Are you making a joke right now?
No.
I don't want to interrupt.
He is.
No. I am going to call her a zombie face.
I swear to God, I thought you were going to be like, hey, we're having a Halloween party this year. If I was going to go dress as your pussy, would I be puffy? Would I be big, two-packed?
We should all be what we think Alex's pussy looks like.
Are you dressed as a cat's pastrami sandwich? And they're like, no, I'm Alex's pussy.
Come on, no. Dude.
Oh, my God.
Bobby, you're doing so great.
Hell yeah, Bobby.
Alex, will you work the party this year?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Badass.
It's you and Proud Boy Tom.
That sounds fun.
You both have heroiny / zombie looks.
The kids love me.
No, it's because of your heroiny zombie look. Heroin addict also looks zombie.
Alex looks great. Know that.
Yeah, there's a lot of overlap. They move the same.
Alex is a smoking hot zombie. Like if Alex was undead, wouldn't you be like, holy shit, dude?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know what your number is, but you're a zombie 10.
Yeah.
Alex is Miss Auschwitz 2 months in a row. Absolutely.
That's pretty good.
Without a doubt.
That's not bad. You hadn't eaten in weeks.
2 months in a row. Because they don't have years.
You gotta kill the time. You know?
Did we finish the story to say that they had to pay him $30,000.
They had to pay him $30,000 for his porn.
How much porn?
$30,000.
Plus $12,000 for legal fees.
Plus $12,000.
No, but I'm saying like you got to have a lot of. It must have been like vintage, valuable porn or something to be $30,000.
Well, I feel like porn if you're paying for it. Just what was if that was like even the argument with his dad? He was like, dude, I don't even care if you have porn. It's like, what are you retarded? Just go on the internet. There's no reason to take up my entire basement for porn. I'd throw out my grand piano. So yeah, I mean, whatever. Good for that guy, I guess. You know, his parents threw out of shit.
No, he's
it's wild.
He's a horrible human being.
Do you think
they let him move back in after he was divorced, and then he sued him for 30 G's because they threw out his porn?
But the parents
just be ashamed and move on with your life.
Imagine the parents having to talk to their friends of like, so how's Nathan? And they go, oh. He sued us.
Because he threw out his porn.
How's Nathan? I'll tell you, he's $30,000 richer than
he was. I was
going to
say, you know what would be funny, though? If he didn't get a place, he just replaced his $30,000 worth of pornography.
And stayed living in the house.
In his mission, he's been traveling all over the country just trying to find that stuff. Do you have a penthouse from 1985?
He's like, I am full of cum. I can't even think straight.
Your Honor, I haven't cum in weeks.
Yeah. 5 times a week, he sits there and he goes, oh, my God, I should use some of this money and get a place. And then he starts looking through Zillow and goes like, yo, I am horny as fuck.
I'm 3 thumb swipes away from looking at some fucking vintage porno.
Can I show you this? I thought you'd find this so interesting.
Hey, can I say something? Wild.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for calling you a simp earlier.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I love you.
I could say... I think it was right that you apologized.
Aww.
Yeah, you
you shouldn't have called Jay a simp. You should have just let it go when he brought up him simping for that chick. You know what I mean? Just move on.
You should have let
need to call. Should
have let the comments do the work there.
I don't like. By the way, I don't use any of these words. That I think you shouldn't use words that became cool after you were 20.
Like boomer.
No, but that's it's just
no,
wrong.
I know.
You're not supposed to, you're supposed to use the words that were cool when you were cool and hang on to that period
what's fly,
for the rest
cat?
Of your life. Yes, that's what you're supposed to do.
Hey, daddy-o.
Couple of cool cats and kittens here live in the Legion of Skanks.
Oh, you hep cats.
Big J Oakson in the hot seat now for the next 2 hours.
Dave is so racist that he thinks you can only use terms from your own time.
I'm just saying, keep them where they belong.
Yeah. Yeah, they go, did you use a hard R N-word? He goes, no, yeah, but I'm like, I'm using the vernacular of 1952, I decided. No, it's not bad.
Like, keep
now.
Your words in your decades. Yeah.
No, I'm still nice to you people. I just say those words. No. I'm that guy now.
I love the coloreds. It's
funny. I just want everything segregated. Not even just race. Everything.
Yeah, I don't have any slaves. I just don't eat at a table with you.
I don't think these androids and iPhones should be mixing it up together.
New racisms.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. Yo Delta from the makers of Yo Kratom.
We love Yo Delta. I know someone who loves Yo Delta,
who
but I can't find him.
Who doesn't love Yo Delta?
The Yo Delta vampire's here.
Oh, man, have you ever fucked on this shit? It's trippy.
Yo Delta vampire, I feel like you had a rough couple weeks there, but you've been back lately.
Oh, it gives you such hard cums. I don't know exactly how to put it, but... Even an undead person like me is getting a little something out of the hole, you know?
Yo, Delta Vampire, stop being creepy. You're really... There's kids that listen to this show.
Hey,
you're making
who says
sexual.
I don't have hot fans, huh? Come on now. How about this one? Smash that like button.
You're making it real weird for the kids out there that are listening to the show right now. Look, if you're over the age of 21 years old, you'd like to get high. We all do.
Or if you're a hot chick, am I right?
Chill, Yo, Delta Vampire. Well, guess what? We found weed that can legally be shipped to your house in nearly every state. It's cheaper than weed to begin with. It is Delta 8 THC. Oh. It really, truly gets you high. I ran out of weed recently, and I just used my Delta 8 vape pen.
You want to get fucked up with me, girly? Well, I have all the Delta 8 back at my crizzy. Back at the crib. Come back.
Yo Delta is potent if you're living in a state where weed is illegal and you're constantly trying to get a hold of your source.
Gay.
Guess what? Have it delivered right to your door. This is legal. They have gummies and vapes, and they're going to get you super high. So go to yodelta.com and use the promo code GAS when you check out. With that, you're going to save 25% off the already affordable order. Once again, that's yodelta.com. Use that promo code GAS to save 25%.
Do you guys think that Werewolves of London is an overrated song?
All right. Where were we? I've been seeing an obnoxious amount of transgendered people lately.
Absolutely.
Ooh, obnoxious amount.
Like a wild amount.
I had a chick
I'm like,
with
were
an
there
Adam's
this
apple
many trans people, or are these just goth kids that now figured out what the new goth is?
Maybe. I saw there was a guy on my
it's
plane
way
today.
More committed than just
my
being
plane
goth.
From Pittsburgh today had a very clearly, it was a man dressed as a woman. We'll call it a woman now. Trans.
Yeah, let's call trans. It a woman, please.
But it had
we'll call it a whoa,
but
man.
I'll tell you what. Yeah.
But that was Jay making progress. Yeah. We'll call it a woman now.
It had an
freak.
It had an Adam's apple that could have pushed the fucking stewardess button. I mean, this thing.
Yeah, she
but dressed like Peg Bundy.
She put the pit in Pittsburgh. Thank you.
She's got more too.
It was a good joke.
That's all these videos.
They always do have the biggest Adam's apple stuff. Isn't that like common?
It's called an Eve's apple.
Nice, exactly. Legend.
Leave
good.
My Eve's apple alone.
My Eve's, why don't they just call it an Eve's apple and call it a day instead of having someone shave their fucking neck bone down? You psycho.
It's my lady.
It's that simple. Call it an Eve's apple.
It's a lady fruit.
That's
why does the apple always have to be male?
I mean, short of, obviously, first and foremost is the genital stuff, but the Adam's apple surgery, freaks me the fuck. Like the thought of it. You've been hitting your Adam's apple real hard. Mm. I got an elbow.
No, I'm not a ninja.
Yeah, dude, what?
In
what
a happened? In a
were you in the All Valley Karate Tournament?
Dave, dude, did you fight? Did you
Cobra Kai never dies.
Did you
no
fight
mercy.
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
I did.
You got and hit I, in the throat. Were you trying to take over a train that Steven Seagal was a chef on? How did you get hit in the throat? Who hits for the throat?
You're a baddie.
Has anybody ever attacked your throat?
Never once in my life has anyone in pure blind fury attached to my throat. You know what I mean? That guy right in that abs. I think he's calling me.
Dude.
Right between the knuckles.
Trying to take over a train where Steven Seagal is a cook. Funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like he wasn't even the security.
Yeah, he goes, oh, we never planned on the cook fucking being fucking great.
No, that's the there was that plot basketball. Of,
Under Siege.
Dude, basketball game. That was a boat, I believe.
Yeah.
No, right? Basketball game caught an elbow in the Adam's apple, and it was like, dude, the fucking pain of getting hit right there is brutal. It's like your groin that you've never been hit in, so you don't know it's like a weak spot. But I got hit.
Well,
like,
you, panic
dropped,
you panic because you can't breathe for a second.
Dude, it dropped me like the way a punch drops you where you're just down. You don't really remember
it's
going
like, oh,
down.
My groin.
Yeah. Oh, it was down. It was like,
thank God my dick was able to block that elbow from my Adam's apple. But now my dick hurts so much.
Dude, I got up. I popped butt back up. I didn't even, like, no. I was just on the floor, and I popped back up, and then I was so not okay, but just tried to act like I was. But there were, like, three or four plays of running up and down the court where I was like, oh,
you're going to
so
swallow,
brutal.
And
yeah,
you can't.
So brutal, dude. Awful.
Damn, anyway. It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I haven't seen these videos I brought for a couple weeks now because I've had them just in my notes, but we haven't brought them up at all. But I watched these on E-Fucked, and it's the greatest live stream train wreck ever, parts one and
hell
two.
Hell yeah, waitress.
Waitress.
Hell yeah.
Oh, actually, excuse me, everyone. Actually, news, it's actually now manager.
Is she
waitress.
Now manager?
Yeah, she is,
manager
yeah.
Waitress. Yes.
That is true.
Manager waitress.
All right, well, actually,
if she
this
was
is
really
a
manager, she wouldn't be making herself wait the tables.
You know what? The stand just give this to dumb women so that they work harder. It's like you and your interns. And
yeah,
stuff.
I get it. They're like, no, you're not a waitress. You're the president of the stand now. Don't worry.
Oh.
You're the queen of the stand.
You mean like Morgan Freeman?
Yeah. You're the Duchess of
wait,
Stand.
What?
I'm a princess for real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you be here longer hours for less money?
You're princess waitress.
Yeah, I'm a princess now.
What's that mean? You come in on Fridays and you'll get paid.
Yeah.
I just do it for the love because I'm a good princess.
I'm a princess.
Princess waitress.
That's so amazing. They gave me the title of princess of the stand.
Today they taught me how to use a mop. Woo.
Woo.
This is it.
It's pretty cool. So yeah, the managers and the owners, they jerk off in front of me and make me look at them come. But that's what they said princesses have to do.
Yeah.
I like that Lewis's chick voice just sounds like a chick doing a Lewis voice.
It really does.
Wow.
That's not bad, to be honest.
Wow. That was meta, dude.
Holy shit.
She was dystopian.
Oh my fucking God, dude.
Dystopian.
That she was so much.
That was that opened up a fucking portal.
Yeah, somewhere.
That was fucking
somewhere.
Next
someone's fighting
level.
A giant spider that just ripped through a time warp.
Holy shit! I think you who was the alternative comedian that used to like play piano on comedy? Dimitri Martin. I feel like you just woke up Dimitri Martin with that joke. Like
he was
like,
from his slumber.
he's hanging upside down.
Yeah.
He needs blood to get his flesh back.
I'm back.
Someone get me a virgin and an easel.
Where's Dimitri Martin?
Where has he been?
Where the fuck is Dimitri Martin?
I bet if you look it up, he's like written five movies that you've seen.
No, dude, I bet you
like
he's probably killing. Dude, he disappeared because he was out there raping, dude.
Maybe.
He was at the height of
nonstop, dude. How many girls want to get fingered on that easel?
Yeah,
so
dude.
Many, dude.
That seems like a wild accusation to make without backing it up.
You're right, Dave.
No, I've got
none of this is proven. He might just be doing great.
I bet he's doing very good.
Yeah,
even though I
agree.
Seen
I think it's.
All right, I bet he hasn't done anything in 2 years. I think he's done one little project every year or two. Nothing special. Look him up.
Yeah.
This guy at one point was able to.
Yeah, how many
the UK.
Subscribers have you got?
The guy probably made six
2 years,
in the
you
UK.
Might be right, but I bet over the last 5 years he's done something.
I think he's released like two specials.
He's dead.
I'm telling you, overseas also, I think he can like. Yeah. I mean, he'll make six figures a night, probably. Yeah. Like, it's fucking wild.
He is a pussy hound, though, I've heard.
I've heard he's quite the pussy hound.
Well, he was like, I'll tell you, he was the guy.
Jesus, Colin.
Legally, I won't say more, but you know, he's one of the boys, actually.
Yeah,
he's one of you guys, but with like a college education.
Yeah, yeah. But he was the guy.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was a Harvard or Yale guy.
He'd be like, "Yo, look at this cylindrome."
Yeah, dude, he was
I've got a great cylindrome back at the hotel. You
I have a whole comedy special of me drawing things with both my hands at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. And he got
2018. What did I say?
Yeah.
Then before that, 2016. Then before that, 2015. Look, nothing.
All right, that's not a lot. And he was killing it for a while. Like when we were younger in comedy, he was like the guy.
Yeah, I think of those guys. A lot of those guys made their money, and they're like, "Dude, I've raped so much that I need to disappear now before it comes back to bite me in the ass."
You know, they say that Mark Maron's like the godfather of the alternative comedy. The godfather of alternative comedy. Like he was. Dimitri was the guy who like made that a scene. I feel like at that point
he was the one. He was like chosen guy who blew the fuck up, and then I felt like when he blew up, then the alt scene became like a thing. Like that's like now, like there's money in it, so everyone's like trying to do it.
I auditioned the comic strip with him. How weird is that?
Why did he disappear? What did he do? Who did he hurt?
I think he makes a gazillion dollars touring, dude.
He doesn't make a gazillion dollars touring.
He does.
Jay.
Yeah, he does.
He does. He plays theater.
He's a voice actor on American Dad.
Well,
that's why Jay likes him.
That's one episode.
Because Jay simps for American Dad.
Or wow. I simp for them hard, dude.
Drop the S word again.
Damn, man.
You're bringing that back up.
Dude, American Dad Jay is got so shivers. Funny.
American Dad is great.
American Dad's so goddamn funny, man. I really wish, like, dude, if I could, like, do some voice on that, it'd be nuts. God, American
All right, what is that? What's up with these world's greatest video? What is this?
It's someone who is a couple who video themselves all the time, good and bad.
Good.
What happened just there?
Well, I was going to recommend doing plugs before we get into this segment. Okay, and then this would be a good segment to, because you love us.
Pre-plugs? What happened?
Plugs.
Do plugs first.
Plugs, Colin.
I just, why did you not have the confidence to just suggest doing plugs first? And instead you went, forget it.
You know what? You know, I've been
I want to see if I could use my magic on Jay. I was like, whoop. Man, go.
Inside. Inside Lewis's head.
Lewis says something. He's like, black baby, and I have an orgasm. What did you do to me?
I just like, in Lewis's head, he was like, Jay, hold up. Plugs, plugs, plugs. Just trying to will it into you. I think plugs.
I've been practicing.
So these videos here are about plugs.
Colin?
Check out my podcast, The Wizard of Pod. It's available everywhere you get podcasts. There's one person clapping. Which is like more embarrassing than nobody clapping. And check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/ColumnTyrrell. Also, I'm recording a crowdwork album in this comedy club at The Stand on October 6th. Tickets become available on the 10th of September. But you can buy them now, pre-sale on my Patreon, patreon.com/ColumnTyrrell. Go check it out. Things are growing. On my podcast, I just had Dan Soder. Lewis was on recently. That's coming out this Friday.
Sick.
Dave Smith's going to come on.
I was unaware.
You know, we're just going to talk about seatbelts and shit and fucking.
Oh, okay. I can make time for that. Sure.
But go check out my podcast, please, because I'm a loser.
I'll do it. Can I bring that hot guy fan of mine from
I would
Denver?
Love you to. You and. Let's do a little tranny episode. Me, you, and we.
Me, you. We'll mix it up.
Me, you, a couple of the boys. Yeah. So please come support me any way you can. My life is a shambles. If you come over to my YouTube channel, leave a comment saying you came from the Legion of Skanks. That's it. All right. Thank you,
Davey.
Oh, I will. I'll be fighting Antifa outside the maternity ward at Lenox Hill Hospital. They're coming to protest my child being born. So I'm gonna.
That's actually a smarter way to do it.
I'd be like, guys, this is a really bad time. This is really.
I let the baby know coming into the world, this is what it's going
to
be like.
Yeah, you're starting off early. Develop a thick skin, son, because this is what they're going to do to you. I'm off for the rest of the year because I'm having the baby and stuff, but I'll part of the problem and all that. If you haven't seen my special from 2017, is up on YouTube for free. Libertas, go check that out. And all that. Skankfest.
Hell yeah.
Can I go next? Thank you. September 16th, The Depraved returns to Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. It's a Thursday night. Jake, you do that one?
No.
The 16th? Jake cannot be there. All right, good. All right, we will have a whole lineup for you, not including Jay.
I'm on the road.
No. I know. You told me to tell you the date of the next one, and then you let me know if you could do it. But Jay will not be there, so make sure
it's
you
It's probably
not...
weird to do it in the middle of the plug for it.
Yeah, me and Dave are busy, too. Yeah, don't worry about it.
There will be other people there. I would totally
do it if you hadn't asked Jay first.
Well, you know what? Guys, Colin and Dave will be there. It's going to be fucking great. Paco.
We're doing
Paco
my podcast.
Paco from Fight Journal will be there. But September 16th, grab tickets. We always sell out. It is the dirtiest show in the country, The Depraved. Also, I'll be down in Austin, Texas with Colin Turrell, Zach Amico, Natalie Cuomo, and more, doing a bunch of shows down at the Creek in the Cave, September 30th through October 2nd. Grab those tickets now. I'll be in England with Michael Bisping at the beginning of October. I got Governors in Long Island coming up October 16th and a lot more dates. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Colin, get the fuck out of here. I'm sick of your face. Lewisofskanks.com is the website. And if you guys love the show, you can support us directly by subscribing to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Membership gets you instant access to every episode of the show that we've ever done. If you guys love the show, you can go back and binge watch all of the episodes we've ever done from the beginning, plus all of the other shows in the network, like SDR Show, Realize Podcast, Believe You Me, Part of the Problem, and more. Use that promo code LOS, save $1.50 a month, and you get a 7-day free trial for the premium service.
Yeah. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. A lot coming up. This weekend I'm going to be in San Diego Thursday through Sunday. It's Labor Day weekend. Charlotte, North Carolina after that. I also have Governors in Long Island coming up. Every weekend, somewhere different. So go on my website, BigJComedy.com, to get tickets for all of those shows. Of course, The Bonfire. Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on Sirius XM 103 Faction Talk. I keep forgetting. I always fuck up one to the other thing. Sirius XM 103 Faction Talk. And, of course, the SDR Show right here on the Gas Digital Network. We lost Column.
Where'd he go?
I don't know.
Probably the bathroom.
He's coming back, I think. Is that him?
You know what's pretty cool?
Nope,
before we get
not
into
him
this
at
last
all.
Subject? It's like pretty fucking like cool. Like I looked around and it's literally all white people in the audience tonight.
That can't be true.
I swear to God.
I don't believe that.
No, I've already
swear to God,
seen
it's all fucking white people tonight.
Man, we usually that. Mix one in here just to, you know.
Like how not like it's like it's pretty fucking cool, dude. It's like very like
We're in the most diverse city in the world.
Yeah, dude.
And we pulled a 100% white audience.
What, I can't take a victory lap?
Yeah, I'm just saying it's kind of beautiful. You consider like how long we've been doing this show.
Oh, man.
He's not coming back to you. He's just going to get a drink.
Colin, what are you doing? Stop flirting with manager.
What the fuck is he doing?
Oh, man. Yeah, they bring drinks to you.
Just come back to the table, you dickhead. We're waiting for your final segment. I hate him. No. Waitress, do you have a sugar-free Red Bull? No, you don't?
Not what? For you, bitch.
Don't fucking cock block, dude.
Oh, Colm's making some progress.
You kidding me? You kidding me? She's foreign, too.
No, because she's not fat or gross enough. Colm likes pigs.
All right.
As a guy in a committed relationship, that's hurtful to both me and the girl that watches this show.
But, no, not her. She's really beautiful, but you told me your style is you like gross chicks.
I am.
Nice backtrack, bro.
You meant before you...
No, he's talking
about
his girlfriend. She's got backtracks.
Yeah, no.
That's where she shot heroin.
Yeah.
I'm into some sloppy broads. Yeah, that's like it's a good time.
Yeah, me too.
Every guy is in. Well, we're not into them, but
no,
you know.
we've all thrown it down with some.
We go, oh God, in the morning, I won't be happy with
Dave's
myself.
Probably been the most discerning his life.
Ah, no one's perfect.
No, Dave's had some fucking.
Nobody's nervous.
Dave's had some pigs too. So, all right, Jay, talk to me about this.
There's not much to talk about. This is to show you why these people would film these things in their lives. This couple. It's an older foreign dude, like a Rocco Siffredi type.
Okay.
And his young American girlfriend. and they fuck. They argue. He beats her.
Nice.
She smears blood all over. I don't know if they're doing it like for show, but it's definitely real. It's very bizarre. And I thought, you know, if anything will make you come, this would be the video, dude. Me, I find it appalling.
Wait, what? See,
here's my problem. The screen is tilted a little. We need
the light's rough.
You had me at beat her.
Let's see.
What is that? It looks like a cripple or something.
No, they're like mushed together, I think. Or so. Like, it's
go. Yeah. Block the camera, man. Good stuff. Good work. Absolutely great stuff. Now, if Alex was to block the camera, and we saw that puffy pussy.
Okay, let's
that's
see.
Good. If that'll is stay that good? Like that, that's good.
You guys don't have to hold it? That just I just want to know how that's happening.
Yeah.
Is this a magic trick?
Okay.
Like, it's fine, but you still like
okay.
You hear what I'm saying, right? Like, that's...
I guess it's attached in the back,
I don't know what's going on, but that's crazy.
Because, something's holding that in place?
Because I got to say, knowing how lights work, why was this not always the way it was set up? Instead of making us feel like this was going to smash a television.
All right, fucking David Copperfield.
I'm dying to go behind this TV and see what's happening.
When Alex walked away, she should have been like...
Alex, can you stop dressing so provocatively? I remember when Bobby told you that. And it's becoming distracting tonight. When you got up on that stage, everyone in the room is eye-fucking you.
At least keep your shorts out of your snatch. You know what I mean? And that's coming from a fatherly figure.
It looks like you take your shorts off by inhaling them through your vagina.
Yeah.
You just go... She's like, num, 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 I ate the shorts.
Yeah. You could queef a hole through those.
Alex, can you please stop doing that? Because you're making everyone uncomfortable.
I was just trying to look good for the show. I'm sorry.
No, Alex, it's a little bit distracting. You're showing everyone your vagina.
We're all waiting for you to queef a hole in those shorts.
I'm actually, I got to be honest, I'm pretty pissed off at Bobby. Bobby, where were you? You're usually on top of this stuff.
Yeah, Bobby, why are you wearing such non-revealing clothes, you piece of shit?
Alex, do you have to get those on, did you have to, like, push your clit down so the zipper didn't hurt it? Like, did you have to, like, go doop and then go zzzz over your finger?
Did you have to tuck your clit? What a weird question to have to be asked by your boss.
I know.
But he has to.
How dare you make me ask that question, Alex?
Do you have a clit, Alex? just curious.
Alex, can you describe your clit to us?
Alex is suing Louis J. Gomez for sexual harassment, and Louis is countersuing for forcing him to sexually harass.
How did you not let me?
His employee.
Gomez versus whatever Alex's last name is.
Her clit's in her fifth pocket.
They're like, did you sexually harass Alex? I'm like, harass?
Sexually harass? I mean, I guess if you put it that way, yeah. I took a gander or two.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, high five.
Yeah. What's up, officer? Look at those things move. It's like two midgets having a fist fight.
Let the record show every member of the jury high-fived me back, except that chick who was totally gay.
Hyperbole, Your Honor.
Sorry, Lesbo.
Hyperbole, Your Honor. Dudes rock.
Yeah.
I counter with dudes rock. Sorry. Hyperbole.
Objection, Your Honor. Dudes rock.
Yeah, dudes rule, girls rule.
Objection, Your Honor. Dudes rock. And the judge goes... The best thing in TV, like court scenes, is when the judge lets something happen that is just so wild that could never be allowed to happen.
Yeah.
But the judge goes, "I'll allow it, but you're on very thin ice."
Yeah. This better be going somewhere. Yes,
I'll let you do the craziest, most illegal thing ever, but you only have a few minutes to pull it off.
Yeah. If they put me on trial for sexually harassing Alex, I would defend myself, and then I'd cross-examine Alex and sexually harass her the whole time.
Buddy. Alex.
So,
did you not come to work with your pussy sticking through your shorts?
Alex.
I'm sorry to use salty language, but I'm reading the transcripts.
Alex, are you a virgin? No, judge. I'm leading somewhere.
Alex, on the night that I allegedly asked you if you tucked your clit in before you zipped up your shorts, did you tuck your clit in before you zipped up your shorts? Your Honor, it speaks to my entire case.
He takes a bow. Please stop bowing to the courtroom, Lewis. Please stop bowing, please.
Now, your jury.
Yeah.
Picture.
Stop bowing! No bowing in the courtroom.
Now,
order of the court. Stop bowing right now.
Now, jury. Picture she's white. Oh.
Alex.
Your Honor, all that was open in town was this secondhand suit store. And I know you hate my leather jacket.
Alex. How many years have we known each other? 15 years? Yeah. And in that time, would you say I've ever sexually harassed you? Yes. I retract that question, Your Honor. No.
Alex, you're supposed what to... is pause attraction? If you would, please.
All right, the three people that got it, I fucking...
Thank you.
Solid doggy.
Thank you.
Fuck.
Who got it? Clap your hands.
Not this ugly cunt.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They just didn't think it was funny.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Did you get it? You look smart.
She got it.
You don't have to be smart for this one.
No. Yeah, no.
You're
it's a reference. It's a reference. From a movie that's coming out in
you
2 years
in Ireland.
You just
have to be from the USA. 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 We got the real football.
Wow. Bigotry. On the Legion of Skanks. Who'd have thought?
If I was going to grow a type of tree, it would be a bigot tree. I got a bigot tree in my backyard.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was pretty
good, right? The only thing it won't grow is watermelon. Fucking bigot piece of shit.
All right, so anyway, let's get to this video, Jay.
Yeah.
Just yeah. Look at Lewis's shins. Look at his gay shins. Lewis has gay shins on camera. Anyway, back to the video.
Fuck stream.
What the fuck?
They're just weird video streamers, but they fucking
bitch.
Fight and
fuck
shit.
Her. I'm 35. She's 21.
Hell yeah, dude.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. She's a teen runaway.
She'll be too old.
And I'm a Russian guy.
And this is our 10-year anniversary.
So don't hate, celebrate.
Yeah. Sometimes the passion never dies.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, dude, he's crushing it.
Yeah, dude, you're gonna love this guy.
I'm 35.
Jay, I don't know what the fuck we're watching.
Well,
I love that Jay goes. May I suggest a video?
You could thumb through it.
Is this a retarded guy?
Wait, is she crying? Is she
Is she coming?
They're just fucking crazy.
What is it? Pause it for a second.
Whatever that sound was, it's awful.
What is this video titled?
World's Greatest Train Wreck Ever. Lewis, I brought you the world's greatest.
All right, let's see.
And how? Also, can I ask, how did you come across this video?
Efuck.com.
Efuck, yeah.
You found this scrolling just through the internet? Like, no one sent this to you?
No.
Wow.
E-fucked is a website.
That's wild.
I haven't been E-fucked in...
Just so you know, Jake, that's wild that you're just like scrolling through internet where you find a retarded
man. No. There's websites that are like E-fucked, Shush Time, which I haven't been to Shush Time in years.
Over. It's done.
Over.
It's not done. It's just a whole different thing.
Wasteland, you know, the glory days.
And then what was the other one? There's another weird one with a lot of fucked up shit.
Oh.
Are you talking
Mother
Live Leak?
Motherless.com.
BLM.com.
Yeah.
Motherless.com.
Pretty fucked up.
That is a fucking wild website, doggy. And look, you have to go into it going like, dude, I'm going to come to some weird shit today, and I'm going to do
it. It's literally like the websites are created to be like, what is the most evil shit I can get you to jerk off to that you will never look at yourself the same?
Wow.
For having, like, it's just, and I think most of it is being like, oh, no, I couldn't possibly enjoy this or this or this. But if you look through it long
enough, later,
something will grab you, and then you'll never think of yourself as good
that's
of a
That's outside
person.
Your comfort zone, you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, like, I think that's the point almost of the website.
I mean, it's nothing, it's nothing illegal. It's nothing like weird shit like that. It's like.
No, there's illegal shit.
There might
sure.
be some illegal shit.
There's for sure. There's chicks getting beat
okay,
up
Dave,
and
that
stuff.
Was,
there's
Dave,
for
Dave,
sure.
Dave.
Fine. Okay, so there's
Dave,
a bunch of illegal
Dave,
shit.
Relax.
There's just a lot. It was a full out lie.
Snay on the illegal.
But it's not illegal to watch.
Dave, good try.
That was too much.
I was trying to say legality.
Dave was like, just don't.
Egality lay?
Egality lay. Ixnay on the egality lay.
Oh, okay. You're not getting in trouble. Do you run one of these websites?
Please, dude. Piglet.
That's what Lewis goes, I'm the president of E-Fucked.
I'm not only a client, but I'm also the president. No, but I guess I should say I'm not jerking off to the illegal shit.
Okay, sure. you should say that. Oh, yes. Actually, hello, everybody. On the record, what's the date? I'm also not jerking off to this illegal stuff. Good one. I'm so glad you brought that up, dude. I would have never thought to say that.
You guys just claim right out of the gates. I don't jerk Your off Honor. To it.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy is doing coke. There's no, like, he's gone to the bathroom, and I mean this, dude, head. 17 fucking times, this guy.
He's a big juice head. Look.
This chick's, they've shifted chairs a bunch of times together. They're fucking coke heads.
Are you doing coke?
You are doing coke, sir.
He's no, doing by the way, coke. That answer was great.
He's doing coke.
Did he say so
no,
what?
No. He didn't say so what. He went this. You went, this guy does coke. And he went, no way.
He goes, no way.
Dude, you call me a fucking cokehead, I'll fucking split your shit right here, bro.
What if he did a fucking wall run flip just right now?
I mean, he's gotten up so many times. I watched them both literally just keep on getting up.
Yeah. Are you a cokehead or are you the bladder of a praying mantis?
Wow.
Guys, it's the stand. Just do it right at the table.
That's fair. Did you two meet at the Special Olympics? The retarded looking. If you...
So
that didn't get a big enough laugh.
So no, I'm saying like there's like bestiality and shit like that, right?
Oh, I don't fucking, I don't know. I think there probably is.
Jay hates the way I just said bestiality.
Why, what do you call it?
I said it the way you're supposed to say it, but it's bugging him. I see it on his face.
What did you say?
I said bestiality.
Why? Because it's an Italian word? You're like an Italian.
Is that the way you're supposed
Mozzarella.
To say it?
Mozzarella.
You're supposed to say it
bestiality.
I didn't even notice you said it that way, but you're serious? That's the way you're supposed
to say
so,
it?
Right?
There's
bestiality?
No way. That's the way you say it if you've done it and don't like saying the word.
You're a man.
If you've been indicted on it.
Well, yeah, well, you're not going to... they were trying to bring me up with some charges of bestiality, and fucking, I was like, listen, this is crazy.
Me and my boys are hanging out at the bestiality convention.
Bestiality? Bestiality. Oh, you fucking literal assholes.
You won't culture.
Literal? You mean reading? People know how to read a word?
You mean reading?
The whole thing went nowhere.
Damn.
Oh.
I'm so glad you did the last word.
People
though.
Don't like when we trash each other for real. They get uncomfortable.
Bestiality.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh!
That did sound like the way Lewis said it.
What the fuck? Yeah. Lewis just said
best.
Robot?
Well, they
what
said
best.
Bestiality.
Bestiality.
No. Bestiality.
Give it to me one more time.
Bestiality.
Bestiality.
Congratulations, Lewis. You're the one who knows the word best. Nice hill to die. Nice hill to die on.
Lewis is a loser.
Dude, there was no way to win that argument and it come out looking good for you.
Yeah.
No.
I told you, idiot. I know how to say bestiality.
I've hung out with a lot of guys who use that term. So I think I know. I've talked to the pros and this is what they call it.
Yeah, but I, yeah, fine. I've, fine. Maybe I have been involved in some bestiality.
Stuff but, bestiality for sure.
But I'm the animal.
And fuck you.
Bobby, have you found any good clips of that thing at all? Have you found some
fuck
good
you.
Moments?
Fuck you right in your face.
You got some moments now? All right, Bobby found some
Lewis
moments
sucks.
In the video.
Lewis fucking sucks. Call the episode. Fuck this. It's over. You can't just go, I'm the animal, and then expect us to continue like you're a human. And like you're a normal fucking guy. I'm the animal.
I rule.
Come catch us in Austin.
Oh, dude, look, first of all, their names are great.
Let's see.
Attila Bach and Jewel Rancid.
3 a.m.
They're probably no.
Hold on.
At the core
relax.
Of it, they're in love, though.
Relax. Hey as long
stop
as we're
it.
Not too loud, we can still be in here. Attila, hey. We did not.
Get away from me! Hold on. Is there a third person there?
Yeah, someone's like filming the porn.
Did he just hit her with a teep kick?
We're going to get kicked out of here.
We should not even be here.
Attila, we're going to get kicked out of here. Relax. I don't want you guys to be yelling anymore.
Stop fighting.
That's my laptop.
Dude, a naked fighting stop guy never yelling. Looks awesome.
Dude, he's got a... Look at his butt, dude. He's got a great butt.
He does have a good butt.
I want you to fucking...
Dude. You leave me alone. You leave me alone.
By the way, whoever else in the room has their feet up. How funny is that? How casual while this is going on in the room. He's just like, oh, this again. Well, I'm just going to kick back and take a few, a little siesta.
Yeah, she peters out after 20 minutes or so.
And he's just like zooming in going, stop. No, stop.
Stop. Dude, I can't believe.
Oh, I can definitely jerk off to this.
I couldn't get heated for sure until I put at least underwear on.
And like, I'll tell you, this...
I wouldn't be able to pay attention to my argument while my dick was flapping around.
This, I will say, does not look like a nice hotel, but it looks like too nice of a hotel to do this.
Yeah, Dave,
without getting kicked out of the hotel.
You.
You know what I mean? Like it's not
like Clarion
Hotel.
Can I just say
it's
that
not
right
a
now?
It's not a fuck motel.
Like if you look at like both of their fight posture right now, like he looks like he's a Greco-Roman wrestler. Like he's
he really does. Like
he's what is she? She's fucking. This is how women think fight stance should be. She and her legs all twisted.
He's going for the double leg right now.
Yeah, dude. He's about to dump her on her.
He fights like Matt Lindland.
Yeah,
I think the style of her stance is reference. Called "My parents won't take my calls anymore, so I have nowhere else to go."
Does it Yelp review?
Style.
Does it Yelp review? It was like hotel was great, but there was an apartment beside us. They kept fucking.
Oh, then he pees on her.
He pissing on her.
Three autistic kids kept fucking and then fighting and then.
That's
fucking.
That's hilarious to cut from the fight scene to this is the
that's
makeup
the
scene.
Cut, right?
This is just the. But yeah, they were fine a few minutes
goes,
later.
Yeah, that's really what it is, too. It's like, hey, just let me pee in your mouth. Just got
yeah,
it.
It's like, hey, sorry, I freaked out back there.
Look at us, like an old married couple.
There's a beautiful story arc to this porn, I guess.
I don't know if it's porn.
What do we even call this?
I don't, like...
Love?
Like, life
porn? I want to know.
Oh, my fucking God.
Are you happy?
Are you happy?
What are you going to do?
I mean, she's being the aggressor right now. You got to put her in her place, yeah. Doggy.
That's what you're gonna
that's
do.
A terrible
yeah.
punch.
That's what you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, keep do it again.
Shit.
Do it again, bitch.
No, yeah. You don't say that.
Do it again. Do it again.
No, dude.
Do it again.
Let me turn off the lights.
Marriage and old.
Marriage and old. What a great thing to say there.
Ooh, marriage and old.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, dude.
And then, by the way, you go back.
Whoa!
Go
that's
back,
not okay.
Dude, go back to the
hit
second
her in the body.
Slap. The second slap afterward, he has a great moment here where he just looks at the camera. Second slap. And then
he's.
Smash that like button
there. He's like, I mean, you guys did. You saw her hit me first, right? You guys
smash know. That like button.
Can you freeze it when he's looking at the camera? Right, you're like, what? Sure, bitch. Nah. He's the motherfucking D-O-double-G. Nah. Snoop Dogg! Yo. I just hit this bitch with two backhands.
He goes, and we're live
I'm
streaming.
I'm texting and beating her with the other hand right now.
Texting, beating, their air drying clothes. They care about their clothes shrinking.
The most unique strike of all time. Two in a row.
I will. Do you guys remember when Stephen A. Smith was talking about, it was when one of the NFL players beat the shit out of his chick, and he went on a whole rant about women provoking abusive men, and he got in a lot of trouble and had to apologize for it and shit.
Sometimes these bitches be asking for it.
But he was making a real point, and of course today if you ever say anything real, you have to apologize for it, but he was saying a lot of these chicks, like you're with a dude who you know will hit you. And then you're starting a fist fight with him. Like, I'm not saying he shouldn't have slapped the shit out of her. But what is up in these chicks' minds? Like, you know whether you're with a dude who will hit you or not.
Yeah.
And then you're going to just start a fucking fight with him. That's bananas.
Yeah, you know, Natalie Cuomo.
But be on notice. It'll go down on site, you coming him funny.
But you wouldn't hit her unless she was really coming at you. Yeah.
I mean, the problem is women are so physically weak that it's like you have to be a special kind of evil to hit a chick. Because like,
but even
they're not
they can't win.
It's just annoying.
But
right?
Did you say that? That was like him just sort of like going like, just get out of my face.
No, listen,
and
he
ended her.
He's horrible. He's a piece of shit for doing that.
No,
but she also knows.
No.
She knows what he is.
He's retarded.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Leave me alone.
Why are you hitting me?
Leave me alone.
Why are you hitting me?
Leave me alone.
Oh my God. Man.
Wait, rewind. Did we see the hit that actually made her bleed?
Yeah, it was the one we were laughing at. We were laughing at it. We were howling. That's going to get clipped and put on Instagram.
We were howling.
We could not have found that funnier. We were like from twice in a row from the side. We were fucking hysterical. We were laughed. That was the highlight of the show.
It was like a Kevin Hart special.
Someone else wrote that punch.
By the way, he goes back to texting. He's like Dexter. He's like, you want prune juice from Instacart?
Yeah. Let me see.
Hold on, is this real? Let me see. Time out.
Great. Now I
whap.
Wow.
Oh, she gave it to him. All right, that was to the face. Time out.
That probably didn't catch the nose.
No, that didn't catch the nose either.
How many times have you hit me?
That caught the nose.
Yeah, that one. That one looked like it might have done it.
Why are you hitting me?
Jesus. They're playing for the camera, though.
It's weird.
Can I just say?
These are fucking troubled
this
people.
This is hot.
Well, Lewis.
I mean, anyone else going to jerk off to this later
spoiler
on?
Spoiler alert,
the
Lewis.
The sex part, Lewis, not the hitting.
Lewis, look. They make up a second
they
later.
They fuck.
A second
look
later.
Look at this. Yes. Yes. This is, and I mean this, all bullshit aside, the hottest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
This is heavy.
I'm not going to co-sign that.
You go, Lewis is like, I know how this
unless
ends.
Unless she DM'd him that she was coming to his show.
You guys say I don't have trouble chicks. Let you get fucked in the Lewis ass goes, after they get beat.
That's the oldest trick in the book. Hit them four times in the face and then fuck them from behind.
Dude, first
they
of all,
love it.
By the way, those face punches really soften her up for anal, though. She takes it well.
Look at her. She's like,
this is nothing.
Look at that.
She's like, give me back my passport.
Wait, is that a different guy?
Yes. It's his friend.
Oh, that's why he's beating the shit out of her. She's a whore.
Oh, does he get mad at this or something?
Yeah. No. Does he?
Oh, yeah. He's hammered. It's TJ Miller.
No.
I gotta tell you, there's an outside shot. That's TJ Miller. I don't know who it is for sure, but I don't know for sure it's not.
Dude. Get the fuck out of here! Get the fuck out of here!
Shit.
If they're acting, they're acting better than any Jerry Springer people ever.
Oh, dude, is he gonna fucking? He's got his pants down. And he's rolling him down the stairs. 5150s. What are 5150s?
Getting put in a mental hold.
Whoa, they rule.
But then she's just sitting there opening her pussy up on one, and the other one's them fucking full Nelsoning.
I mean, this couple is another level of fucking crazy. That is awesome.
You have the other. That was the first one, Bobby, right?
That's what I imagine.
That was the better one.
That's what I imagine Amber Heard and Johnny Depp's relationship was like.
Why do you hit me on camera? You know I love you, baby. I just want to fuck your ass.
That shit is fucking wild, dude. That's like, it's obviously crazy, but I could jerk off to that porn for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. I am proud of you for recognizing that it's crazy.
Yeah.
At least.
No, it's crazy as fuck, but there's something inherently like hot about watching two absolute psychopaths go at it.
Just fight and fuck?
Wow. Do you guys remember that television show in the 90s, Herman's Head?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If they made that show about me, that would be my Herman's Head.
And there's only two of them.
There's only two of them fucking and fighting.
No, there's
constantly
a drunk blacked out guy that's all fucked up too.
Oh yeah, your girlfriend's riding his face for no reason. Lewis, I invited TJ Miller over so I can sit on his face.
Lewis's head would be wild.
Lewis's head?
Yeah. That's basically what this podcast is.
That is true.
Lewis's head?
Fuck yeah.
Lewis's head.
What if we found out that this isn't even like...
That me and
we're
Jay
not even
don't
real.
Exist.
Like we're all just in your head. In my head.
Yeah. Tyler Durden.
Oh, man, no.
Another fun one here at the stand, gentlemen. Colin Terrell.
Always the best. Dude,
thank you so much for being here, buddy.
You're the man, Colin.
Thanks for having me.
Colin Terrell, everybody. Let him know. And for the Legion of Skanks, we'll catch you guys later this week. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big Jay Oakerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Louis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch Uncle Magic in his fucking head?
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.